Andrew. I mean, I have four of those things. One in my M2, one in the side-by-side, one in the old truck, which I still need to strip that thing down and get rid of it. And there's one in the box that came back from the repair shop. And I think I figured out what my problem was as far as radio shutting off when it was transmitting packets, I think is a low voltage issue.
Yeah, I have to put in one of those devices or something that keeps the battery boosted.
Well, I think I ran it on a circuit that was like powering the CB radio too, so I need to run directly to the battery with some 10 gauge or something like that.
Yep. That's the way I've always hooked mine up, so I'm sure Jeremy's going to do that with his HF rig.